the rest of the story. Matthew Boya, B-O-Y-A. He would have loved to become a world-class golfer. In fact, he had the physical power, as was especially evident in his drives, but he had something else no pro could afford, an occasional incredible uncontrollable slice. Not a push now, a straight ball, but with enough clockwise side spin to send the shot careening 100 yards offline to the right, a huge sweeping slice. Some other things against Matthew. He was a worker in a cotton processing plant in the West African Republic of Benin. Little opportunity to work on his game, even less opportunity to earn a reputation. The tiny country of Benin has no golf course, you see. Matthew's yearly salary, the meager equivalent of $275, was hardly enough to promote or otherwise to support his love affair with golf. But the main obstacle that lay between Matthew Boya and his ultimate aspiration, as he saw it at any rate, was the searing, astounding, spontaneously occurring slice. And the longer he had it, the more desperately determined he became to correct it. Well, one afternoon when Matthew had finished his shift at the plant, he set out to hit some practice balls. No practice facility nearby, but that didn't stop Matthew. He used a vacant field in Porto Novo as his driving range. He took his beat-up clubs and a shag bag full of balls out there onto that field, and he teed them up, and they were flying pretty well that day. Amazingly well that day. It had to be the change in his grip, he figured. He had turned his right hand just a little bit to the left, as somebody has advised, and it was working. After one particularly prodigious drive, Matthew just stood there watching the ball rise slowly, but then turn gently to the left, a perfect draw. My goodness, Matthew might never slice again. He just knew it in his heart. The flaw that had plagued him was gone. He began to daydream again that he would leave Benin and seek to compete as an amateur and then as a professional, the European Golf Tour, and who can tell, maybe one day the U.S. Open. But that very day, Matthew Boya gave up golf forever. Gave it up. That day. Forever. It has been 3 years. It has been since 1987. And Matthew has not touched a golf club since. Not once. For the chronic slice that had so discouraged him returned on the very next drive after that perfect one. An awesome, devastating slice, in every literal sense of the word, awesome and devastating, because Matthew Boya teed up the ball, he struck it, he watched it sail radically rightward off into the sky, where it clobbered a flying bird. The bird fell helplessly over the adjoining airfield, Benin's military airbase, and directly into the open cockpit of a taxiing aircraft. That so shocked the pilot that he lost control of his plane. He veered off the airstrip and plowed into a row of Mirage jet fighter planes, which consequently burst into flame and exploded in all directions. No, incredibly, nobody was badly hurt. And, ironically, Matthew Boya became famous as a golfer after all. Specifically for having hit the solitary golf shot that blew up $40 million worth of jet airplanes. I mean, with one lousy tee shot, he destroyed his country's entire Air Force. And now you know the rest of the story.